Pennsylvania's Department of Education wants every student to be able to analyze evidence to support the theory of evolution by the time they graduate. But how that standard is taught in schools varies widely. A local scientist has created a curriculum he hopes will help students grasp the concept in a hands-on approach. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider brings us this story from one 10th grade microbiology classroom using the lessons.
16-year-old Isabel Walker sits at a black lab table wearing a tie-dyed lab coat. She stares down at a petri dish.
We're trying to see how different bacterial colonies grow in different conditions.
Walker and her classmates at Pittsburgh Public's Science and Technology Academy in Oakland know that the experiment they're conducting will show that bacteria adapt. But early on, that's about all they know. Their teacher, Edwina Kitchington, says that's okay.
You might not know everything we're doing, and I get that. We don't want you to know everything. We want you to learn it as we go along. Why are we doing this? Bacteria are everywhere. Some are good bacteria, some are bad. Some cause disease, some don't.
The students add plastic beads to test tubes with the bacteria they've isolated. For a few days, they watch to see which bacteria colonies mutate and beat out competing bacteria to attach to those beads. The students work in groups and follow written instructions, and they make a few mistakes.
Oh, God. I feel like I did something wrong.
You definitely did something wrong. There's a bubble.
Hold on, wait, I can do it.
Jay Brown is working alongside Walker. He reads the research question they wrote.
Is there a difference between biofilm production in the day 5 irregular colonies and the day 5 circular colonies?
The bacteria that attach to the beads exist as biofilms, a community of bacteria that sticks to surfaces. Biofilms can be infectious and generally difficult to treat with antibiotics. Kitchington explains that to the students, but she never explicitly states the larger concept she wants them to grasp. The students are learning about and watching evolution.
One very prominent misconception or thought of the students is that evolution takes a very long time.
In this experiment, students saw change in 1 week.
So they can actually see that the bacteria are adapting to growing on the bead because those are the ones that like to adhere. That's what we're selecting for.
Pennsylvania's public education standards state that by 10th grade, students should be able to explain how evolution through natural selection can result in changes in biodiversity. They're evaluated on that understanding through standardized tests. But the state's Department of Education doesn't tell schools how to instruct their students. Lessons are left up to teachers. That could mean that schools rely on textbooks and images of Galapagos finches that Charles Darwin noted had beaks that varied in form and function. The birds played an important part in Darwin's theory of evolution. Scientist Von Cooper argues that too many classrooms rely on passive historical lessons. That's why he created the hands-on curriculum that Kitchington began using this year.
First time I saw as a graduate student bacteria evolving in real time and you could see the differences, I knew that this had to be the way that we learn about evolution.
Cooper runs a lab in Pittsburgh focused on understanding how bacteria adapt to new environments or cause disease. In a visit to the SciTech classroom, Cooper tells the students that his lab is also studying biofilms because they create drug resistance in people with diseases like diabetes. Cooper's curriculum is being used in about a dozen schools across 3 states. It requires students to ask a lot of questions, which Kitchington says she likes.
The most fun, honestly, is to watch them make mistakes and learn from them. They like me to tell them the answer, and they don't like that I don't tell them the answer.
The lesson was frustrating for Walker. She says she didn't see evolution in action.
We didn't really see that happen because we kind of just took this bead and then at the very end we like scanned it to see what biofilms were formed instead of like what started out and then like how it ended.
But she says she understands what was supposed to happen, and she says she definitely preferred an experiment to a textbook. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.